Call the Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting to order. Right now would be a good time to turn off any cell phones or PDA devices as not to disrupt the meeting. And if you'll all stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, everyone. First order of business this morning is to welcome back Commissioner Jack McGuffey.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.
And I am deterred. Glad to be here. Glad to see everybody again. I'm doing well. It's a slow recovery. But I'm very impressed with how much support throughout the community, everybody's been towards this situation I'm going through. It's great. This is definitely the county that makes you feel like family. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jack. All right. Let's see here. Moving along now to item number 3, discussion and possible action, the approval of the agenda for this day, June the 16th, 2015. County Manager Whitten, do we have any changes to make in today's agenda?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. Staff would request that item 13 dealing with the Cartwright Road tax ceiling contribution be moved up to immediately following item 9, and then we insert just a short recess before hearing from the folks from NDOT. No other changes?
No other changes? Commissioners, any other changes? Okay. Moving along now to item number 4, discussion and possible.
I think we want to approve the agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a motion to approve today's agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda today for June 16, 2015.
I'll second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve this. Do we have any discussion on this? Anybody have any questions on today's agenda? Hearing none, call for the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And the motion carries. Moving along now to the consent agenda. Does anybody have any questions concerning today's consent agenda?
Do you want to do the minutes for June 1st?
I guess I should. I'd already checked it off thinking I was already there.
I watched you go.
Thanks. You want to switch seats for the rest of today?
No, you're doing fine. You're doing fine.
All right.
No, I'm just gonna, as long as I can tap on you, I'm good.
Okay. We're going to move back to item. That item before we approved was item number 3 of the agenda. We're going to move back now to item 4, the approval of today's minutes for June the 1st of 2015. Does anybody have any questions regarding the minutes for June the 1st? Hearing none, call for motion.
I'll make motion to approve the minutes for June 1st, 2015.
I'll second that motion.
All right, good. It's been moved to second to approve the minutes for June the 1st, 2015. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And the motion carries. Thank you. Now we'll move along to the consent agenda. Does anyone have any questions regarding today's consent agenda? Hearing none, call for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve today's consent agenda.
I'll second that motion.
Moving to second to approve today's consent agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And the motion carries. Thank you, Vice Chair Gilman and Parliamentarian. Okay. Moving along now, item number 8, discussion of possible action to approve the government services agreement for Story County Economic Diversification District number 1 between Story County Fire Protection District, and Tesla. I guess this would be a good time. We'll convene the Story County Fire Board in addition to the county commissioners.
Yes, and before I start, I believe we have a recusal that you'd like to disclose.
Yes, because I have a pecuniary interest in the subject matter before us in this hearing, I'm going to excuse myself, recuse from voting, and join the audience for this particular issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman.
Okay.
You ready for me, sir?
I know.
Mr. Whitten.
Okay. I'll start off first by saying I'm going to combine, not for voting purposes, but for discussion purposes, items 8 and 9, the ordinance abating permitting fees, and also the government services agreement. I will also distinguish between those two as much as I can, but they are interrelated. First, I'd like to recognize and thank the Tesla team that's here today. The three gentlemen I'm going to introduce in a moment are three of the toughest but fairest negotiators I've ever experienced. We've had good times, we've had tense times, and yet we've always been able to laugh and crack a couple of jokes and go from there. So I'm going to introduce the team. They have been incredible work with. There is one gentleman that's missing that frequently participated as well and is really the boots on the ground at the Gigafactory, and that is Kevin Kassekert. He had a critical path meeting today with a number of key people on the project and extends his apologies for not making it. So joining us first off today is Daniel Witt. Mr. Witt was the chief negotiator on this, and I've got to tell you, I could call him one tough SOB, but again, he was one fair guy, and we started our negotiations last December, I believe, saying it needs to be fair. We worked through all the definitions of fairness, and Daniel's done a great job. Daniel's going to speak in just a few minutes, but Daniel, if you'd at least raise your hand or stand so everybody knows that Tesla is real and in Story County. Next is Danny Carpenter. Danny Carpenter is what I would probably tell you is a combination of my Jesse Fain and my Hugh Gallagher. He is the consummate numbers cruncher, circling back on spreadsheet after spreadsheet, version after version, saying, here's where we are with this one. Sometimes I had so many versions in front of me that I got to admit I got confused, so I probably should at least cut him one paycheck for being on my payroll for keeping me straight. But Danny, if you'd please stand. And again, it will be Danny, actually, that once these agreements are hopefully approved and money starts flowing, it'll be Danny that will be the day-in, day-out contact with me, with my staff, you know, to try to facilitate it while Daniel is off to other places across the country and across the world. The third gentleman you met already, this is our closet bonanza fan, Haas, Tesla's outside counsel, Alec Lee. So Alec has come back from Alabama to join us again today. So to talk and get specific to the agreement and the ordinance, and we've discussed this once before, but I just want to refresh for those of you that were here and reintroduce for those that haven't been to the meeting where this was discussed at length. The government services agreement is basically a provision of Senate Bill 1 of the 2013 special session that allowed us to ask Tesla, hey, you've got some very sizable deserved incentives and abatements on things like property taxes, sales tax, that we've got services that we need to provide out there because of you. And this allows us to go to Tesla and say, please, would you please consider? These are typically services outside of the planning and the plan review and permitting process. I'll get to those in a minute as they're part and parcel with the ordinance, item 9. So we have three primary areas that we really felt were going to be impacted, in large part because of Tesla, and in some parts, admittingly, because of because of the continued financial pressure, if you will, particularly on the fire district. So those three components were: we needed to staff up in our assessor's office, only by a half-time FTE, and the reason for that is obviously the Tesla project in particular will be very, very intense on personal property as it grows and builds out. So this will help us meet our obligations there to make sure everything is on the books properly, and meets the needs of our other agreements with them. We also know we're going to need, with 3,000 plus construction workers and ultimately 6,500 plus factory workers, gigafactory workers, we know that we're going to need a little more police presence out there. They're a big, big project for us. So they have consented to fund one deputy this year and an additional deputy next year. And again, these will primarily be used, honestly, you know, in and around the Tesla site to provide external perimeter security, make sure things are going well for them. The third one was the big one. Back in about 2007, I believe, because the fire district was struggling, we made the painful decision to close our fire emergency medical service station 75 out at Tri, the McCarran facility, and we de-staffed it. With a project of Tesla size, and really, admittingly, and this is where I'm going to give a lot of credit to Tesla, just the park growth in general, it became patently evident that we needed to reopen that station with fire and paramedic staffing. We asked Tesla to give us a hand. Actually, we asked Tesla to give us a hand without revealing the entire negotiations for about 9 or 10 years, and said, "Hey, will you staff that for us?" And realistically, honestly, it's not just Tesla. It's not just Tesla effective July 1st when we hope to have staff out there. But Tesla said, "We know you need help." So they said, "We'll fully staff it for the first 3 years to let you guys get the rest of this in sync with the other companies that are coming, both in support and partnership with them and others." So they graciously agreed to fully staff Station 75 for fire and EMS for a two-person staff, which is what we previously staffed it at. In subsequent years, the GSA agreement, by the way, is a 9-year agreement, and it ends simultaneously with the end of their real and personal property tax abatements. So for the subsequent 6 years, we agreed, fair's fair, and probably really from the county perspective, more than fair, that others should be participating in this no matter what, others that are particularly paying property tax. So we looked at that and we came up with a blended or a hybrid formula, if you will, that looks at how many employees Tesla has as opposed to how many employees there are in the park. And as a percentage basis, that 100% will ratchet down, guessing maybe somewhere in the 50% range, you know, just to ballpark it. But we've got a couple of measurement benchmarks that are in the agreement. We're also going to take a look at the assessed value under roof out there. What's Tesla got invested under the values at risk, particularly for the fire department standpoint, and as it relates to a percentage of the total assessed values out in the park. So those formulas will be worked. Legal counsel, and again, I want to thank Bob Morris, who has just been incredible. I can't thank him enough. Sometimes when I thought I was getting cross-eyed, he would clear the words for me. But legal counsel, both Mr. Leith and Bob, you know, have factored in a couple of the other provisions that are kind of safeguards for us and safeguards for them as well. But in the end, long story short, Tesla is going to be paying full boat, more than they should, for fire staffing for 3 years, and for the remainder of the 6 years, we've got a formulary adjustment factored in that the county and the fire district is more than comfortable saying not only is fair, but is affordable. We will keep that station staffed. And the other component of this that was very important was Tesla's building, I don't think I'm telling stories out of school here, is going to be in excess of 70 feet. It's a little tough for a fire district, the little fire district in particular, that has a ladder truck that goes up to 55 feet. We either have to hire really tall firefighters or figure out another way to go. Chief Haynes, who couldn't be here today, went out on the used market and found several viable used ladder trucks that are also equipped with a number of other apparatus, pumpers and whatnot. So you'll see it referred to in the agreement as a Quint. It's just a big ladder truck, but it's an expensive ladder truck. Fire equipment is always very expensive. And Tesla has agreed to pay for the cost of financing that, or reimburse us for the cost of financing it over all 9 years of the agreement, up to an amount we're ballparking at about $750,000, and we think we can come in a little bit less than that. There is a provision in there that we put out there, and Daniel jumped on it and liked it. If there is another building that comes into the park in excess of 55 feet during the subsequent years, then payments on that will be shared distributively. It's a situation identical, or a program identical, to what NV Energy does out in the Highlands. When a parcel 10 acres away wants to build and have power, and then the others come in and backfill and share the load costs. So I don't know if I've missed anything, Bob, on the government services agreement. I mean, it fully covers our cost of operations for the first 3 years that we anticipate, exclusive of building and planning permitting, and we're we're pleased to recommend that the commission approves it. And again, I want to thank and acknowledge Tesla for their participation and enduring me at times. So,
just make one comment, and that was this governmental services agreement has been an important part of the whole process, and that the ordinance creating the economic diversification district is actually going to become effective on the approval of this document.
So there's our legal chime in there. If there are questions from the commission to me, that's fine. I know Mr. Witt at some point in the process has graciously agreed to come up and just say a few words on behalf of Tesla. But if there's questions from either Commissioner McGuffey or Chairman McBride, I'd be happy to answer them.
Commissioner McGuffey?
Yeah. I've had plenty of time to ask the questions for the last couple of weeks. It's pretty cut and dried to me. I think Mr. Morse has done a great job handling this.
I think I've asked all the questions I need to over that for the last several months of this. At this time, we're prepared to take public comment on this. Anyone like to come up and ask any questions pertaining to this?
Mr. Witt would probably be a good time to enter public comment.
Dean?
Daniel.
Just to help me in this agreement?
No, different.
Oh, okay.
So. Disregard that comment. We'll get to that one when we talk about the ordinance.
It's easy to disregard.
Yeah. But I believe Mr. Witt.
Mr. Witt, would you like to come up, please? Yeah, up to the podium.
Hello, everyone. My name is Daniel Witt. I'm the Manager of Business Development and Policy for Tesla Motors. I was part of the original team that went around really half of the country looking at various plots of land on where to locate this facility. So this is really about really coming full circle for me. My job normally consists of representing our company at the state and local level. I will continue to do that here in Nevada and working with the county. But again, this agreement has really been it's been both the first step and the final step in what was a chapter and the beginning of a new one, I think. I did want to make just a couple of comments about, you know, what Tesla is doing here and what really we see as the pathway for success. And actually, I'll refer to a couple of Elon's comments. Most recently at a shareholder meeting just this past week, he disclosed that we've just surpassed about 1 billion miles on our existing fleet of electric vehicles. We also have announced that we're going to be doing a stationary storage division of our company, which is going to now put batteries not only in cars, but in your homes. These core technologies, or what make these business elements possible for our company, would not be possible without the facility that we're building in Story County. We're going to require a continual collaborative environment with Story County in order to ensure our success. So this agreement, the service agreement, is really an affirmation of that collaboration. We see our success being tied to the county's success in many ways. And surely, as our company grows, as our products become more available to the masses, and as we see more success, we want nothing more than to see the county see the benefits of that growth as well. I will just say thank you to the commissioners for their involvement through this process, to Bob for being ever patient with all the drafts, and Pat for being ever patient for the weekend, evening, and early morning phone calls from various time zones that I called from, and my various moods as well. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions as well, if that is appropriate. Let me just leave by saying thank you again. We're very pleased to be here, and incredibly gratified for the welcome that we've received thus far.
I'm going to take just a minute here, even though Daniel needs to go hop on a plane and go somewhere. But I want to tell you the high-tech complexity of some of these deals. Most everybody knows big deals like this, they operate under project names. And this is really how complex it gets. I was astounded. I've worked on Project Energizer, multiple projects, I mean hundreds of projects. This one really, Daniel was part of the first expedition team that came out and explored northern Nevada and southern Nevada for that matter. And Daniel happened to be at the table at the first meeting, and this project, I'm here to tell you, was first known as Project Daniel. So,
hello everyone.
Now, if you think it doesn't get much more complex than that, this is where it really gets tough. Apparently, Daniel was involved in many projects, so the Project Daniels were getting confused and morphed. This is Kevin's story now, one night over a couple of beers. So they decided Project Daniel needs to be changed. So remember, they are manufacturing lithium-ion batteries. Did I say that one right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they and the chemical or element names for them are Li and On. So they thought they could just simply basically take the Li and the On and blend them together and have Project Lion. And then they thought, now that's patently evident that it's a Tesla project. They'll sniff that one out. So they changed it to Project Tiger. So that's how complex these deals get. But anyway, Daniel, again, I want to thank you. You talk about moods. I'm 62, so I've gone through the change of life, apparently, and it's been a fun experience. You guys are great. So staff recommends approval.
Okay. With that being said, once again, I'll open it up if anybody wants to make any public comment or ask any questions of Mr. Witt while he's at the podium. Ms. Bard.
Thank you. Nicole Bard, Story County resident. The only question I have on this, as well as the second agenda item that we have, is what is significantly different between what we have in our packet this time and what we had, I think, in the May 5th meeting? What, you know, were the substantive changes, material changes in those two documents? And I have the question of this one, and I'm going to have the same question, but I won't come up and ask it, of the second agenda item, because we've seen these documents before. In a prior form, they've been revised into the current form. So what's the from to change?
And I think it's better for me to answer that one probably than Daniel. And I'm blending my meetings here. We had, Nicole, the May meeting you referenced, I don't believe we included the, and I'm looking for Bob, and Bob's going through his paperwork. I don't believe we included possibly the government services agreement because we were still negotiating. However, at the last meeting that we agendized 2 weeks ago where we intended to hear this and we allowed public discussion.
So this is the May 5th, and so there was this.
Okay, well, is the table in there, or did we amend it? Okay, I can answer your question in May, but I'm also going to point back to the June 1st meeting as well. Okay, for the May meeting, the difference is the table and the table on page 3 and specifically payments as they are referenced on the Quint. Those were still being negotiated at the time, the fire truck, if you will.
I know the format changed. I'm talking about material content
change. Okay, no material content except for the chart and dialogue and text on the payment of the Quint. The more important one is the documents that were provided in advance in the commission packet for June 1st, where we allowed public comment and there was none. There have been zero changes in those. None. So this is the document that's been out on the table a week prior to June 1st.
Okay. Any other public comment? Seeing none, Commissioner McGuffey, look for a motion from you to approve this document.
I'll make a motion to approve the governmental services agreement for Story County Economic Diversification District Number 1 between Story County Fire Protection District, and Tesla.
And I'll second your motion. It's moved and seconded to approve the government services agreement for Story County Economic Diversification District Number 1 between Story County Fire Protection District, and Tesla. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the motion carries.
Make note that that's both boards voting on that.
Very good. The clerk will make note that both the County Commission and the Fire Protection District Board both voted in the affirmative. Okay, and I believe before we do the next one, I think we can have recess as the fire board because the fire board does not enact ordinances.
Okay, we can leave us in session because we're still going to have an augmentation of the fire district later on in the meeting today.
Well, how about recess? Okay.
How about recess?
Okay. At this time, the Fire Protection District Board will go into recess, and then we'll move on now to item number 9. Discussion of possible action. Approve the second reading of Ordinance 15-263, adding Section 3.50.200 to the Story County Code, providing for a pilot project for granting partial abatements of permitting fees to participants in a qualified project in Economic Diversification District Number 1, and providing for other properly related matters. Mr. Gilman.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I'm going to recuse myself from this discussion and vote, as I have a pecuniary interest in the subject matter of this discussion item. Thank you, sir. I'll be joining the audience.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. All right. Mr. Whitten.
Thank you. This is the other half of the equation. Senate Bill 1 of the special session of 2013 also empowered the county to work with giga projects like this, if you will, on making reasonable adjustments to our plan review and permitting fees. The reason for that is our plan review and permitting fees, like most local government jurisdictions across the country, are set on values. And the work that goes into a $50 million project, you know, probably closely equates to the fees that we might charge for both fire and building plan review and permitting. However, when you get up into the $5 billion range, even though there is a lot more work, you have differing factors that just don't mesh. So we worked with Tesla, and I might add this was certainly the first of both of these agreements that we reached mutual consent early on. And looked at how much time and effort we really probably need to put in, again, in the ballpark range, and look at just overall cost of operations and overhead. On this one, as Dean said, they've helped out in their office. This is actually in part these monies from this ordinance that are contained within the chart. This is a 10-year agreement retroactive back to July 1st of last fiscal year, and Mr. Carpenter is just anxiously awaiting to hear it's been approved so he can wire us money so we can end our fiscal year with that. We do have quite a bit of money we've collected already, and oh, by the way, we've got quite a bit of sales tax money too that somebody probably wants to start talking to us about. But anyway, this helps us in Dean's office and in the fire district as well with the time and labor that we're spending out on the site, reviewing plans. As Dean told me this morning, he's got a 4 o'clock meeting this afternoon out on the site again. So they've agreed the county's agreed to partially abate, you know, some of our fees for that differential that I mentioned. Again, it was done in a sense of fairness. Dean's office is comfortable with it. Gary's district is comfortable with it. Hugh, our comptroller, is comfortable with it. And therefore, I am, and Tesla is. So staff recommends approval of this ordinance. To anticipate Ms. Bard's question, no material changes whatsoever on this has been in play for quite some time. And this document's been out there at least since May 5th, if not earlier than that. So staff recommends approval.
Very good. Prepared to take any public comment on this?
Just trying to make one comment, and that's to reiterate that under SB 1, the idea was that the disabatement was in anticipation of local economic development that the qualified project would bring to the county. And so there is that component that this does make the county more or a better place to do business, and then so that's why we think that this abatement is going to help the local economic development. So I just wanted to make sure that was part of it.
Okay, once again, I'll ask if anyone would like to make any public comment on this. Ask any questions? Ms. Bard?
Nicole Bard, Story County resident. Bob, I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you just said. What?
I can explain, Bob.
Okay, just a clarification of what that actually means. When you talk economic development in what you just said, are you referring specifically and only to the TRI district, or is it a countywide impact that might also impact, affect, help RVC merchants?
Yeah, I can probably answer that because Bob's just providing the legal glue that I neglected to throw in there. The answer is not only countywide, but regionally, and certainly even for the state. The advent of Tesla has brought economic diversification and prosperity already, just in terms of the marquee headlines and the interest that we've attracted, you know, a top-tier company like this. I think Daniel said it best when he's talked about coming full circle and coming back. We now, through Dean, through Lance, and others are probably fielding, on average, maybe 10 times the inquiries that we would be seeing. So the answer is, I think you will see what's referred to regionally as the Tesla effect. I think you'll see it helping the Virginia City merchants. I think you'll see it helping Reno, the Sparks, Fernley, everywhere. But the requirements are that it be geared. The reason why we are abating is to spur or promote economic diversification and prosperity. So the answer is yes to your question.
Okay. So his comment was not directly related and limited to the content of the resolution. He was talking about the impact of passing the resolution. So there's nothing in the resolution that directly impacts anybody but the district and TRI. I'm not arguing. I'm just asking for clarification.
Well, first off, this is an ordinance, not a resolution. And again, he is providing the legal narrative as to what Senate Bill 1 of this 2014, I keep saying 13, I apologize, 2014 special session, that is the reason for doing it. It is not part of the legal fabric of the ordinance, but that is the reasons why the county is interested in a partial abatement of these.
Okay, no, thank you. It just didn't flow for me that it was part of it.
I apologize.
No, go ahead.
Any other public comment on this? Mr. Witt, does anybody from your Tesla team have anything else they want to add to this? Or?
Alec, you want to talk just for a minute so we can make fun of your accent?
I'll just say thank you again for the time and consideration on this. We're
very pleased
to have this. Great. And I will tell you that hoping for passage on this, Mr. Witt is out of here. He's got a plane to catch. He's standing us up for a celebration later on in the afternoon, and I wish you the best, and Golden State.
So staff recommends that we approve this?
Yes, please.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to check. Sure. Anyway, Commissioner McGuffey, I'm looking for a motion to approve this.
Excuse me. I'll make a motion to approve second reading of ordinance 15-263, adding section 3.50.200 to the Story County Code, providing for a pilot project for the granting partial abatements of permitting fees to participants in the qualified project in the Economic Diversification District Number 1, and providing for the property-related matters.
I'll second your motion. It's been moved and seconded to approve this. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the motion carries. Anyway, gentlemen, thank you very much. Tesla, I mean, the story went around the world on where Tesla ended up. And Story County, Nevada, nobody knew where Story County, Nevada ever was. And, you're going to be a huge anchor out there, not only producing batteries, but you're a huge magnet also out there. So We appreciate you picking Story County to be your home base, and we know this is going to be a long relationship and partnership between the county and your company. So we all thank you very much.
And I echo that, and don't forget to leave your credit card with one of these two guys for later on. Thanks, guys.
Okay, have a good flight home. All right, we're going to skip over now and go to item number 13. Correct? Do you want me to go with this?
Correct.
All right, this is discussion of possible action, the approval of resolution 15-428, authorizing transfer of funds to the Virginia City Highlands Property Owners Association for crack sealing of Cartwright Road.
Okay, if I may.
Go ahead.
Probably literally almost 2 years ago, former commissioner, retired commissioner Bill Chevangin, I had to find you there, Bill, good to see you, proposed that we take $10,000 and dedicate it for each of our four distinctly different communities, one being the River District, another one being the Highlands, a third being Virginia City, and the fourth being Mark Twain. This has been a difficult animal to take that concept and put into reality. Legally, there were a number of obstacles, and I want to thank the gentleman that's not here today, but it's a proud day for him because his child is graduating from either Oregon or Oregon State. I can't remember if he's a Duck or a whatever. Those other guys are a Beaver. But anyway, Keith Loomis' son is graduating, I believe, and then is going into the military service immediately after that. And Keith has been huge in helping make this happen together with Bob Morris. So we finally found a way to do it, and I'm proud to look at Mr. Carmona, if I can find him in the back. Mr. Carmona is the president of the 1 Acre Association, and he, together with Mr. Chandler, Craig Chandler from the 10 Acres, banded together and said, we want our $10,000 now that you guys have finally figured out a way to legally make it happen. And I can't thank Jay and Craig and their boards enough for their leadership. We always wanted all along, and we're struggling with how do you figure out what 1,500 different people want in their community if you're looking at the islands. Both these boards came together in a joint resolution and said, this is what we want. It doesn't get any better than this. It was a dream come true, and working with Jay and Craig was phenomenal. And I thank both for their patience while we navigated the legal minefield and Keith found the way to do it. So both Highlands associations have asked that their $10,000 contribution for this current fiscal year go toward a contract they have signed with a company to crack seal their share, their portion of Cartwright Road, the privately owned paved portion. Desperately needed, important to us because, hey, we drive our fire trucks, our sheriff's units, you know, a lot of us, you know, several of us went to the 10 Acre Association meeting a weekend or two ago, and we all drove out there. So it's important to the county, and we're really glad that we have such a dedicated group with the Homeowners Association. So staff and legal counsel are recommending that you approve this resolution, which provides us the structure and the direction. I've already put in a voucher through Hugh's office to cut a check to the contractor for $10,000. That I, upon your approval, hopefully I will deliver to Mr. Carmona and have him hold on to it until the job's done to his satisfaction. So that's
very good.
That's my story.
Okay. You'd like to give a public comment on this?
Jay, you can.
Do I need to step up there?
Yeah. Come on up to the podium. And anyone giving testimony when you reach the podium, if you just go ahead and give your name for the record so that the clerk will have it for her notes.
Great. Jay Carmona, president of the 1 Acre Association of the Highlands. I just wanted to say thank you to everybody in the county. Appreciate the effort to help us get the money, and you know, a big thank you to everybody involved. That's it.
Very good. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
Is there a need to read the resolution?
I refer to legal staff. Do we need to read the resolution?
Yeah.
Do you want me to read it, Mr. Chairman?
It's not necessary.
Okay.
It's not necessary.
How about the header?
It's fine.
Okay, the header for the resolution is a resolution 15-428, authorizing the transfer of funds to Virginia City Highlands Property Owners Association for crack sealing of Cartwright Road.
Very good. Once again, I'll ask if there's any other public comment on this. Seeing or hearing none, I'll call for a motion.
I'll make a motion for the approval of resolution number 15-428, authorizing transfer of funds to the Virginia City Highlands Property Owners Association for crack sealing of Cartwright Road.
I'll second the motion.
Can I inject just one more comment?
Go right ahead.
Before we move on again, I would be remiss not to thank Phil once again for not only coming up with the concept, but being very patient. And then I'd like to also thank Commissioner McGuffey for stepping into Bill's seat and continuing that effort collaboratively. I think we have two great commissioners, former commissioner and current commissioner now, but it was through their leadership that this process is really happening.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Whitten. It's been moved and second to approve resolution 15-428. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And the motion carries. At this time, we're going to take about a 5 to 10 minute recess, please. Shuffle some seats up here.